Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Tonight on the show, Zach, I reckon I got a special skill relating to the movie La La Land.
You love La La Land, Dom. Oh. That's all I've heard you talk about for maybe a month now.
I've seen it 3 times at the movies, and I will not rule out a 4th at this stage.
I don't care how good a movie is. 3 times at the movies is way too much.
I would go a 4th time alone. It's that good a movie, and everyone who's seen it will agree with me. But I reckon, and I want to put this to the test in the next 20 or so minutes.
Yep.
I reckon just by hearing the tone of someone's voice, I can tell whether they've experienced La La Land yet or not.
Okay. Well, we'll test that a bit later on. Up next, though, Dom, we usually tell each other everything.
I think so. That's fair. We've got a very open relationship.
I have been hiding something from you for the last 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is up next.
I can't wait for this.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, we have a very close relationship on this show. We tell each other everything.
Yeah, we are. We're very open. We have DNMs.
Okay.
Every now and then. You're not up for the hugs after the DNMs, though, sadly.
No, it gets a bit awkward then. But I wanted to tell you that I've been hiding something from you the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
A big thing in my life that I haven't told you about.
How big are we talking? Is this monumental? Is this the sort of thing that you look back on as a big life event?
It could.
Really?
That's possible. Okay. For the last 2 weeks, I've been experimenting with being a vegetarian.
Have you?
Yep.
Didn't we go out for burgers within the last 2 weeks?
Did you not notice that I didn't have a burger?
You only got chips that day.
Yep.
I did not notice.
Mm.
Now, you've been talking about this for a little while now, about how you might have a fling with vegetarianism.
It is a bit like a fling.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how I'd describe it.
It's a summer fling.
I don't want to put labels on it just yet.
Right.
I don't want to commit to anything.
Yep.
But we're just sorting it out a little bit, seeing how the relationship goes.
Okay, so what? You saw vegetarianism across the room and you thought, she looks okay. I might go in and ask for her number.
Me and vegetarianism is a bit like Ross and Rachel on Friends.
Okay, right.
Will they, won't they? Lots of people have been talking about it for a while.
Yep.
Are they going to do it? So
right.
I've had 2 weeks.
Yep.
Mixed results.
Is this for, was it for a moral conscience reason? Was it for health reasons? What were your reasons?
I'll tell you the line of thought. I was thinking I should try to eat more vegetables.
Okay.
And then I thought, well, why not try go the whole hog? Well, that's probably the wrong expression. Go the whole capsicum.
There we go. I guess it's kind of a why not? Why not give it a crack type scenario?
I mean, it hasn't been super successful. I have eaten a burger and I did have a beef and gravy roll. But I think 2 instances of eating meat in 2.5 weeks is okay, don't you?
Well, can I just bring something up, though?
Yeah.
The fact that the past few nights you've been talking about how you've been low energy, you've been just a little bit more lethargic than usual. I reckon it's because you've cut out meat.
It this could be related.
It totally explains it.
Do you know what the hardest part about it is? It isn't the energy thing. Honestly, and this sounds like that I'm lying, but the hardest part is actually remembering. Because I was at a supermarket the other day. And they had this new beef jerky. And I was like, oh, that looks really good. And I was like, oh, damn it. That's right.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
La La Land is the biggest movie around right now. And I am so in love with this movie that I reckon I've developed a superhero-like skill set as a result of it.
Okay, so how many times have you seen it?
3 times at the movies at the moment, and I've mentioned this to you already. I'm not ruling out a 4th or 5th.
I'm sick of hearing about it, to be honest. That's all you've talked about for the last, month? How long?
Yeah, a month or so. I think it was Boxing Day I saw it. So
tell me, what do you like so much about it?
It's a magical film. Magical music, magical storyline, magical actors. The whole thing's pretty perfect. But here's the thing, Zach, is I'm not the only person who's been, I guess, under the spell of La La Land.
Mm.
This is the skill I've picked up. Now, tell me if you think I'm nuts, but I honestly feel like everyone who has seen La La Land, the moment it comes up now in conversation, there is a joy that fills them.
Yeah.
An undeniable joy, and you can hear it in their tone of voice. For example, Zach, how are you going?
Well, thank you.
You have not seen La La Land.
Yeah, but you know that. I haven't seen it.
But even if I didn't know that, I would pick it up from you just sound like you're stuck in the daily grind.
So you think by talking to someone for what, 5 seconds? Hearing them talk.
Just from their tone of voice,
I can tell if someone has seen La La Land or not.
Absolutely.
I think
can.
That is bullcrap.
Well, look, 131060. I need people who both have seen La La Land and haven't to call. So that's pretty much anyone. give us a call on 131060, Zach, because I reckon, seriously, 5 seconds and I can tell whether you've seen the film or not.
I would love some people to call and try to trick Dom up because I think this is rubbish. What do you reckon you can do? Let's say if we get three people.
Yep.
How many out of three can you do?
You know, part, like the realistic side of my brain is telling me to go 2 out of 3, so we're safe. But no, I'm going to go 3 out of 3.
So what happens if you get the first one wrong?
If I get the first one wrong, then you might hear a live resignation on the radio
what,
tonight. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
If I get them all wrong,
yep.
Hey, okay, if I get them all right, you have to go see La La Land with me.
Yep.
If I get them all wrong, you can take me to a film of your choice.
No, that's I don't want to go to a film with you.
All right, what's my punishment? You pick the punishment.
You have to publicly renounce La La Land and never see it again. Never see it again. No DVDs, no Netflix. You have to delete the album from your phone because I know you have the soundtrack.
I am not. Yeah. No, I know.
Yes, you have to do that.
I know Another Day of Sun, the opening song,
well,
off
if
my
you,
heart.
If you were confident in your abilities, you would agree to it.
You know what? I'm backing myself in.
Do it. If we got three people to call in on 131060,
yes.
Just by hearing their voice, you could tell if they've seen La La Land. Now, if you get three from three,
yep.
I have agreed I will go to the movies with you to see La La Land.
Which is basically, and we should stress this for people who have no clue who we are, your worst case scenario.
Going to a movie with you is one thing. Seeing a musical is another.
However, if I can't get three from three...
You have to never see it again.
Yep.
You stop talking about it.
Yep.
You can't buy the DVD. You can't watch it on Netflix when it comes out. And you have to delete the album from your phone. Because I know you have the soundtrack.
Yes, I've been listening to Another Day of Sun, the opening track from the film, on loop late, recently.
There's so a lot riding on this. What do you want what do you want people... What do you need to hear?
Well, I'm looking for a transformed person, basically. Because the film transforms you. If there's a certain tone to your voice once you've seen it, mm-hmm. I reckon, when it comes up in conversation. So... I'm just going to ask for people to say, hi, my name is,
yep.
And from that alone, I can pick it.
Okay.
All right, let's fire off some appropriate music. Here we go. And obviously, everyone who's seen the film will know how good this music is. Tori's our first contestant. Tori, give me your voice. Here we go.
Hi, my name's Tori.
Tori, you've seen the movie, haven't you?
No, I actually...
Oh, no!
No!
What?
Yes!
Fade that music down because La La Land is never going to be heard here again.
Well, hold on a second.
Dom came in tonight so confident that he could do this, and he stumbled. Not only stumbled, he's fallen face first on the first hurdle.
Tori, have you considered seeing it? Are you going to see it?
I've never even seen an ad on TV about it, actually, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I am coming to you as a broken man here, Zach, asking for redemption.
What we'll do.
Yeah.
Your first lifeline is gone. I'm like Eddie Maguire now giving you one last lifeline.
In the true spirit of La La Land.
We
Thank
have
you.
Teddy from Sydney.
Yes.
He's our next caller. You can't talk to Teddy. You just have to take a guess.
Okay.
If you guess correctly, you can play on.
Play on. All right. Teddy, can I ask you just to breathe into your phone?
That's and if you've just tuned in, this is the creepiest radio segment ever.
All right, from that breathing, you can stop the breathing now, Teddy. You're going to freak out some kids. Teddy, I am going to say from that breathing, it all hinges on this, you have seen La La Land.
Absolutely right.
Come on! Come on! Thank you so much, Teddy.
You're back in the game. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Teddy, while you're there, is it any good?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's the tone in the voice.
Teddy,
that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, I'll give you this last one. Christina from Melbourne. It all hinges on this, Dom.
Yes, it does.
And I've given you a huge lifeline here.
And
I'm starting to regret it.
When we rock up to the cinema to see La La Land, you are going to regret that.
It's basically 50-50. Do we have something that can make this a little more heightened, a bit more dramatic?
Well, you mean maybe a different sound of the La La Land soundtrack? Maybe if we just add this in. There we go. Okay, Christina, I need you to give me a hi. I'm Christina.
Hi, I'm Christina.
And Christina, a lot hinges on this for me, but I'm going to say that you absolutely, from that tone of voice, have seen La La Land.
I actually haven't.
Yes! Yes! Oh, Christina. Oh, you make me so happy. Is there any particular reason you haven't seen it, Christina?
I just haven't gotten around to it,
yes.
To be honest.
Everyone's busy, Dom. We have busy lives.
This is like when I thought I had the superpower to fly when I was six and I jumped off the roof and broke an arm. This is awful.
Get your phone out, delete that album, and I never want to hear about La La Land again.
All my confidence is gone.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News today, Pete Evans doesn't think people should watch My Kitchen Rules.
There's better things to do with your time, like spend it with your family. You know, I'm all for the social interaction. Or just go out for a walk or drawing or something.
Also, Zayn Malik was asked if he'd change anything in the latest 50 Shades book.
Not really, no. I'm actually really happy with the way the book turned out. And yeah, everything that's in there is good.
And Mariah Carey had to make her own bed this morning.
That was very good for me. It was a great learning experience and I'm just looking forward to doing more things like that.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I got robbed recently and I'm really unhappy with the police response to this.
Is this a physical robbery or you were robbed of your self-esteem or...
No, that happened years ago. Okay, yeah. That's not a recent robbery. Okay. Someone broke into my garage.
Really?
Yes. So, look, I say broke into. The garage door was left open overnight and they got in and they...
Completely open or unlocked?
So the garage door was open and the car door was unlocked.
Oh my goodness.
They say a few things. I think they say... So my mum's purse ended up being taken from her car, right? I think they say a few things, right? They say, don't leave your wallet or purse in the car.
Yep.
Don't leave the car unlocked and don't leave the garage door open.
Yeah, so there was quite a few barriers there.
A few
boxes weren't ticked.
If you were a criminal, you'd think, is this a trap? Yep. This is too perfect. Yeah. Anyway, so we realised they must have gotten in overnight and they've taken the purse, they've taken my old bike, they took a bike, and just a few other pieces from around the garage.
It's weird they didn't take the car or something.
I guess they new cars.
No keys.
Out of to Hotwire.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure.
Anyway,
watching too much Fast and the Furious. I'm not sure if Hotwire hiring cars is something that's happened since 1999.
You're probably right. But anyway, so they take that stuff, and when we realise it, I decide to make the call to the police to report this crime. Obviously, because you got to report a robbery.
Yeah, sure. You reported it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have thought your parents would do it.
No, I took that on myself. I was like, I want to call obviously not the emergency line. It was the non-emergency police line.
Mm.
A bit more relaxed over there than they are at 000. So I called up the police and I was going through the report. And anyway, as they have to take down my details, they start asking. So the guy who, and I'm not going to mention his name for his own sake here, he starts asking me questions about myself for the form.
Mm.
So age, yep, name, easy. Then he says asked me what I do for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is when I say, I work on the radio, right? That's my job. Now, this is 2 minutes into the call reporting a robbery. This policeman says, I've always been told they'd be great on the radio, right? And this, and I'm not joking, goes into a 5-minute discussion about how to get into the radio industry.
Yeah.
I've called up to report a crime. At one
stage,
it's not urgent, but I'd like to know if I can get my stuff back. At one stage, Zach, he starts giving me a demo of like what he'd sound like introducing a song.
Was he any good?
Well, much better than me. But that's not hard.
You've done the wrong thing here. You've got annoyed, but you should see an opportunity.
What do you mean?
You can help him out and he can help you out.
Oh, so you're saying I can get the cop on the show to rub his back and then he might chase this crime harder for me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or he can fulfill your dream of wanting to become a cop. And you can come right along with it.
I'm pretty sure. This has just occurred to me. I think I did get his details in the report.
Yep.
Do you reckon I should try to chase him down and get him on the show?
I guess so. Well, we could test him out to see if he's good at being a radio announcer.
I mean, I'll need to chase this up tomorrow. It's just occurred to me. I'm not sure if policemen are allowed to reveal their identity like that.
I can almost guarantee that they're going to deny it, but it's worth a shot.
All right, I'll chase him down.
How did the robbery go? Did they find the guy who did it?
No, they didn't. Well, I thought it might have been some high-end criminals, but friends of ours who lived down the road said that they saw some teenagers going around on what looked like a stolen bike.
Well, you don't have to be too good at robbing places when all the doors are open.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, it's getting harder and harder to know real technology from fake technology.
App or crap?
So we decided to do this. I'm going to pitch two apps at you, Dom. One's a real app and one is a fake one. All you need to do is tell me which is which.
All right, great. Well, is there a theme to the apps this week, a general area you're working in?
Always a theme, Dom.
Yep.
This week is Fitbit.
Fitness or so, Fitbit in general?
No, you know the Fitbit, like all the Garmins, like the fitness watches.
Your fitness trackers.
Which go with your phone.
Yes.
These are apps that work in with those.
You know, I had a Fitbit for a while there. I still have one.
Do you not wear it anymore?
I wear it occasionally, but at the end of the day, it wasn't actually making me do any more exercise. I was just like counting my 500 steps at the end of each day, being like, well, another depressing day there. Well, what do you got? What do you got?
Okay, I've got two. The first one is called Sickbit.
Sickbit?
Yes.
Okay.
And this can tell when you're going to be sick. And it will give you a heads up.
I don't think that's medically possible.
Yep. So what it does is it takes your pulse
yep.
and your temperature and it like gauges that. And apparently when you're starting to get sick, those go up. And when it notices that, it will give you a notification and saying, like, in the next 12 hours, you might get sick.
Oh, that's rubbish. You cannot forecast sickness like the weather.
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
Well,
I
mean, yeah, you can.
It'd be helpful if you could, because I know a lot of the cold and flu medications say take it the first sign of an illness.
Yeah, none of them say take it before the first sign, though, and that's what's happening here.
That's so true. All right. Sickbit, if it's true, revolutionary medicine.
The next one.
Yep.
Nitbit. And this is for...
I can't believe one of these two is true. Can I just start off with that?
So we have, like, the Fitbit for running, cycling, and those types of things.
Oh, no!
Nitbit is for knitting. No. So it will tell you how fast you're knitting.
Oh.
Dom, that's serious, because what they want to do is they want to open it up to different markets, I guess. And knitting is a very popular market. People want to get faster at it. They want to get better at it.
But knitting, I don't know much about, but I would imagine it's not an activity that's based off pace.
You want to knit fast so that you can get your blanket or your scarf done. Yeah.
What, how many stitches per minute? Is that kind of the
idea? That's exactly what they do.
Oh, wow. Have they like come up with an elderly range of Fitbits for people to wear with that?
Do you mean styles?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that is very assumptuous from you to think that it's only old people who knit. Lots of young people knit.
I have a younger friend who knits. That's a good point.
But yes, it is Crocheted, the band.
I think this is the easiest apple crap
imaginable. Okay, Sickbit or Nitbit? Which one's the real one?
I'd love Nitbit to be real, but there is no way that's real. I'm guessing Sickbit has to be real.
That's the right one, but you said that it was impossible for that one to be real as well.
You know what? My perception of reality got shifted the moment you mentioned Nitbit.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, I found a life hack today about how to deal with those salesmen you get in shopping centres that are always trying to push products onto you.
Are these the ones in like the middle between two shops? They'll be like in the middle and as you walk past, they'll like approach you.
Particularly, there's heaps of them at Christmas time.
Yes.
I think they're coming out more and more these days.
Yes, it's kind of like, you know how they say the climates are changing and some animals that used to be seasonal are now year round.
Yeah, that's true.
These salespeople are doing the same thing.
So these are the people that come out and say, like, do you want to play paintball? Do you want to sign up for this? Do you want to sign up for that? But quite often they have products that are very often as seen on TV. Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
And they're hard to turn down because these people say directly at you, hey, come in here, see this product.
Well, their training essentially is take someone who has no interest in your product and make them buy it. So someone like me who's pretty susceptible, Zach, I fall to this all the time.
I've been in the shops with you before
yes.
and you go and talk to all of them.
Well, I think this person's just up for a fun chat. Never the case.
Have you ever bought anything?
My most recent one, a few times I have. My most recent one, I spent $130 on some deep sea skin product.
Did you want that product?
Of course I didn't want that product.
And that's where the problem is. So you were tricked into it. You couldn't get out of the conversation.
That's true. That's true.
Did it work, by the way?
What do you think? You see my skin?
Your skin is looking good.
Okay.
Is that thanks to the deep sea product?
I only used it once, so probably not. By the way, if anyone wants like a 3/4 full deep sea skin product, 131060.
Okay. So I saw an old woman do this move today at the shops.
Yeah.
And it's so simple, Dom. It's so elegant. But it works so well.
Well, I've always said, learn from our elders.
Exactly. So the older generations, they've been before us.
Yes.
They've had these salesmen their whole lives. They know what they're doing.
Great.
It was some type of massager.
Okay, right. Yeah, and you
so
see these.
I couldn't quite hear the salesman's pitch, but they're really going hard at her.
Yeah.
Right? And she just keeps walking her line, and she says these simple words, "No thanks, I already have one."
Unbelievable.
Because what do you do?
Unbelievably smart.
Because you're on their side then.
That's never occurred to me.
They don't have to sell anything to you.
Yes.
They don't have to keep going. They go, oh, you're one of us.
Your routine's already worked on me. No need to try it again.
You could follow it up if you wanted to.
Yes.
And start giving it compliments. I have one and it's great. I recommend it to all my friends.
There's one potential flaw in this story.
Yep.
there is a possibility she actually did have one. Have you thought about that?
I did think about that. And it was a product that was aimed towards the older generations as well. But in my mind, she's a genius.
That is all we've got time for tonight on the show. We'll be back tomorrow from 11 p.m. As always, until then, that's us out.
Bye.
Uniting shift workers all around Australia. This is Collective Noun.